Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the Buzzcast 733rd Marketing Group. My name is Herb Harrison and today we are talking Fort Eustis VA Remembers the Fallen. We've got Miss Nina Basantis. I was going to do your first. I'm not going to do your whole first name. We'll do Nina Basantis, who is the marketing director here, 733rd. She's my boss. But we're here. We're going to talk about Fever Remembers, all of the events that's taking place, the week of Memorial Day,
2 weeks starting next week.
Got it. 2 weeks before Memorial Day, starting next week, which is the 17th. So starting May 17th through the 27th, it will run. And there's a host of events, everything from virtual to in-person to a concert to you name it. We got it. So, Miss Nina, please, just explain, talk a little bit about what exactly Fever Remembers is, the purpose of it, and some of the things that are taking place.
You know, Fever Remembers the Fallen. It is just to bring the community back together, to honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice, and just to bring back some unit cohesion. We have a lot of COVID time that just went by. We're all stuck at home, a little bit of cabin fever, unable to provide any activities for the community. And why not do it during this time? Things are loosening up a little bit, and we put some exciting things together for the community.
So when you say we, who exactly is we?
We, it is MWR, which is 733rd FSS, the TRADOC command team, as well put the event together with us and our leadership.
Okay. All right. Well, shout outs to leadership and everybody else that helped put it together. Let's talk about some of the events that are taking place. I'm on the website right now, which is jbleeustismwr.com. I guess that's a / Fever Remembers. Yeah, Fever Remembers. And we've got everything. It's everything from Chalk the Walk to a 5K to a spoken word contest to a military battle challenge. And from my understanding, there's some cash prizes that are going to be awarded as well.
There sure is. There's a $500 cash prize for the Military Battle Challenge.
And what, so exactly, what do you have to do?
So the Military Battle Challenge, first thing you have to do is go to the website, register, pick your time slot. And once you pick your time slot, you're going to go head-to-head with another fellow soldier or even a civilian that's brave enough to go against a soldier. And you're going to, the fastest time through the obstacle course is going to win that $500. The obstacle course has a neck climb. It has a descent down the rope. It has dragging the dummy. It has shooting the target.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
Why?
I'm out.
Are you scared?
I'm not scared. I'm out.
He's scared. And I dare you. I dare you to take the challenge.
Hey, listen, you can dare me all day. I'm out. That's $500 that I would not get.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
After naming all the stuff that's on there, I think once you said rope descent, I was done. I was done. So we have, and it looks like, so the timed obstacle course, net climbing, rope descent, battle buddy drag, wall surmount, sandbag lift, monkey bars, low crawl, jerry can shuttle,
yes.
Accuracy. I don't even know what a jerry can shuttle is.
Jerry cans are big jugs. I want to say they're about 2.5 gallons, and it's filled with water. Yeah. There's about 5 of them that you have to carry them from one side to the other side.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. Listen, I have a hard time sometimes cutting grass in my house. I'm done after that. You naming all this stuff, I'm good. I appreciate it. Then we also have, there's a concert. Let's talk about the concert. Who is going to be at this concert?
Austin Moody.
Austin Moody. And Austin Moody is...
Austin Moody is a Nashville artist. He is a country singer.
Okay.
He is amazing country singer. He's been with us before, gave us a concert about 2 years ago.
Okay, all right. And let me ask you this. How did he do 2 years ago?
He did amazing.
Okay, so he's coming back. So we have, we've got the Military Battle Challenge. We have the concert. And then we also have Chalk the Walk. Let's talk about Chalk the Walk.
So Chalk the Walk, it's showing your creativity. Show us what Memorial Day means to you. Take your sidewalk, use it as a canvas with some chalk, design what you want, take a picture, submit it to us, and we will put all those pictures. It's going to be a blind voting, so nobody knows who did what. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put it in front of a panel, and the winner will win
$100.
$100.
I'm not the best artist, but you know what? For $100, I might just go get some chalk and... Yeah. Once again, it's jbleeustacemwr.com/feverremembers. That's where you need to go and sign up. All of the information is there. Make sure that you register. Spoken word. That now this is one of the virtual contests, correct?
Spoken word is virtual contest. You submit your poem, but here's the kicker on spoken word: the winner is going to perform their spoken word poetry in front of the audience, opening up for Austin Moody.
Oh, man.
And they win the $100 as well.
So they're getting $100. Yes. And on top of that, you get to be the opening act for the headliner.
That's correct.
That's pretty good. I'm going to have to ask one of my coworkers how his spoken word game is. We might see if he can put something together. Spoken word contest. We have the Chalk the Walk. We have the Military Battle Challenge. We have a concert. I don't think if I said that. Once again, you guys, make sure you go to the website, jbleeustacemwr.com, Fever Remembers. Go ahead and sign up, register for any of those events. Listen, you can, if you want to, you can register for all of them. And then also, are there some, I guess there's some inter, I'm probably going to tear this word up, intramural sports. Intramural sports. Now, what is that all about?
So the intramural sports, they're playing for Commander's Cup. You have softball, you have volleyball. Those registrations are already closed. Mm-hmm. But you still have bowling and you still have gaming. We did a little twist to the Commander's Cup this year, and we added some bowling and some gaming tournaments just to give a little bit of something different and to maintain the COVID environment. Mm-hmm. But best teams that win, they're going to accumulate a certain amount of points. The point system is on the website. What's that website again?
jbleeustacemwr.com/FIVA remembers.
And once those point systems are added up, the best team, the best brigade, the best battalion, the best unit, that's the one that's going to take the Commander's Cup.
Oh, man. And then let's talk about this. It's the Run Walk for the Fallen. Now, that's, I guess that's a 5K?
That is a 5K.
Okay. That might be something I can do. I might be able to walk that. Now, what are we doing as far as time? Is it timed, or I guess best time, worst time? How does that work?
So it's always going to be best time, but the first 100 people that register are going to receive a shirt for the event.
So then I can register? What if,
can I register?
I can register and get a shirt.
Yes.
And then I can walk it.
And you can walk it.
Okay. All right. Because all that running, that's not going to work for me. May 17th through the 27th, everything from some virtual contest to a concert. You have the Military Battle Challenge. You have the Commander's Cup. There's going to be a lot going on. It's taking place right here on Fort Eustace, the 17th through the 27th, I believe it is.
That's correct.
Fort Eustace VA remembers the fallen. And so once again, make sure you guys register, get the information, go to the website. You can check out our Twitter page. I believe it's at JBLEEustaceMWR. And then I believe that we're going to have a lot of the registration, some of the team standings and things of that nature are going to be on the website. So the teams that, if you're trying to find out what place you are or what time you're scheduled to compete or whatever, you go to the website, all that information will be right there as well.
That is correct. We're going to keep the website live. We're going to be updating it constantly as soon as teams plays. We're going to update the standings, the game schedules for volleyball, softball, gaming, and bowling. It's all going to be posted on the website. The website is going to be changing literally by the minute.
Mm-hmm. So once again, you guys, it's FIVA remembers, it's Fort Eustis VA remembers the fallen, May 17th through the 27th. There's a host of events. Once again, make sure that you go to the website, get registered, register your team, register yourself individually. You can win some money. That Military Battle Challenge, looks real serious. I'm looking at it again. Net climbing, rope descent, battle buddy drag, wall surmount, sandbag lift, monkey bars, low crawl, jerry can shuttle, accuracy shooting, and more. Net climbing, I'm done. I'm tired.
I think
I'm already
tired.
We need
to get you in shape.
You know what? Now that piece is correct. I do. I there's some things I need to do, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be ready by the time for the military battle challenge. And anyway, once again, the contestants with the best time wins cash prizes. And everybody can use a little money right now. So once again, it's the FEVA Remembers. So Fort Eustis VA Remembers the Fallen. There's a host of events May 17th through the 27th. Remember, go to the website. All the information will be right there that you can get registered. We'll have all the information as far as statistics, who's up, who's down. The schedule will be on the website as well. And once again, my name is Herb Harrison. This is the Buzzcast, and we have Miss Nina Basantes, who is the, you're the director, you're the boss, you're the, what other titles do you have over here in marketing?
I am the special events coordinator, the marketing chief. Yeah. I am the boss advisor. Yeah. I am the sponsorship and advertisement coordinator. Yeah. Yeah. You name it, I got you.
Yeah, that's who she is. So that's it, you guys. Thanks again for tuning in to the Buzzcast. Keep it checking out the website. Get all the information that you need. Follow us on Facebook, all social media. We're there. We're constantly working, posting things, everything that's happening base-wide. And we will be seeing you guys. And once again, it's the Buzzcast.